Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind, just you and me. And this segment, I want to talk about some things that are on my mind, the things I'm concerned about, I'm worried about. I want to have a level-headed, non-hysterical, no hyperbole conversation about this, and I'd like for you to listen that way, if you will. If you have Trump derangement syndrome, meaning you hate him, then okay, that's fine, fair enough. But I'd like for you to just suspend that just for a little bit, because I will tell you, folks, there's some things going on right now that are not about Trump. There's some things that you might be if you hate Trump, if you have derangement syndrome, it's a real condition. If you have that, and I know people, I know people who there are brain trust members who have derangement syndrome, and they can't they have a hard time rising above that. But you've got to do that, and here's why. Because he's likely going to be out of office soon. And we're still going to have to deal with things that contributed to that. And America needs to be paying attention to this. And I want to go back to something that I said to you at least a decade ago, maybe 15 years ago. I don't remember when. I can probably go back and find the first time I used the term oligarch as in relation to Americans, what's going on in America. You know, we typically heard of oligarchs as the Russian oligarchs. An oligarch is somebody who gets rich off of playing the government, basically. They're rich in the private sector, but they got rich by playing the government. By having corruption and control and influence and by lobbying, for example, this is going on. This is the commerce of Washington is lobbying, and it begets corruption, and it's not just in Russia, it's not just in the Ukraine, it's not just in China, and I was saying this years ago that there's an oligarchy scenario, a whole layer of oligarchy in America, and I call it digital greed on Wall Street, global digital greed on Wall Street. Companies that maybe were founded and are domiciled in America, but are not really American companies. So digital greed on Wall Street, ineptitude and corruption in Washington, and collusion between the two. Between Wall Street and Washington. That's where the oligarchy, that's the circle of the oligarchy. And now it's come to a head in a way that's never happened before at this level. And this blatant, and by the way, the oligarchy includes CNN, MSNBC, all the broadcast channels, the so-called mainstream media, it includes them. And now it's increasingly including other outlets. But you see it. Even if you're glad Biden got elected, you got to say to yourself, why didn't they at least report on some of these things? Why did they go dark on some of these news issues? In fact, 23% of people who voted for Biden want to find out what happened. And 13% of people who voted for Biden said if they'd known some of the things that didn't get reported, it would have changed their vote. Well, that's essentially in-kind by the media not reporting on things, that's an in-kind contribution to an election. I haven't even gotten to the corruption in the elections, which if I'm praying will be investigated, and we'll find out exactly what happened. It'll be after the fact. It'll be after Joe Biden has been inaugurated. If it ever happens at all, that's another thing we have to worry about, my friends. But out here on Main Street, what I want to get to here, folks, is how this affects you and me. During the Obama administration, for the 7 years after 2009 of the Obama-Biden administration, Wall Street languished. I'm sorry, Main Street languished. Our economy stayed maximum 2%. Sometimes it went negative for 7 years. Wall Street went record. Now, why would that happen? Why would the U.S. economy be sucking wind and Wall Street was setting records every year? That right there shows you that there's an oligarchy scenario going on. The oligarchs did fine because they were not American companies. They were American domiciled. They were founded here, but they get 60% of their business overseas. A lot of it from China. We now know this. I couldn't figure out how can they do record. Where's their profit coming from that drives these stock values? We now know it wasn't in America. Now, for the last 3-4 years, then we've had both, right? We've had a thriving Main Street economy and a thriving stock market. It's okay when both of them go up together. When a rising tide lifts all boats, that's good. But I want you to do this as we go through, as we move into this new administration. I want you to start watching that again. We have several movies we can watch now. And one of the movies is the Main Street economy holding up against the Biden administration, what they're going to impose on us. And how is that affecting Wall Street? That's something I want you to start watching. And then scratch your head and say, okay, what's causing this? Because, my friends, we have to realize that if you're a Democrat or a Republican, if you hate Trump or you love him, it doesn't matter. If you love Biden or hate him, it doesn't matter. If you're in America and you care about the future of America, there are things going on that we have to fix, regardless of politics, Democrat or Republican. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.